USA Radio News.
President Trump's personal attorney, Michael Cohen, was sentenced to 3 years in prison for campaign finance violations and lying to Congress. March 6th is when Cohen will have to report to prison.
Still lots of reaction coming into President Trump's meeting at the White House yesterday with Congressman Nancy Pelosi and Senator Chuck Schumer, Arizona Republican Congressman Andy Biggs on whether a bill can get passed this year.
I would say, first of all, we could do it a couple ways, but the House needs to do it. I think we need to do it as a separate standalone bill and not part of the funding bill. Another way we could do it is actually pass out the budget itself and then do it in a reconciliation. I mean, there are some ways we could get this done. It would take a lot of work. It would take some time. We might have to stay here a little bit longer than people want, but I'm willing to do that, and I would urge my colleagues to be willing to do that, too.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course. With the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from. You build it right here in the USA, because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter. The safest, most innovative Sprinter yet, starting at just $33,790. Built for you, the all-new Sprinter, built in the USA. Mercedes-Benz, vans, born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional. 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter available soon.
A sporting event and some tragedies were this year's top Google searches, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
The number one most Googled term this year was the World Cup, which is not unexpected as it's the world's most watched sporting event. The second most Googled event was Hurricane Florence, which brought destruction to the Carolinas. Number three, the suspected drug overdose death of 26-year-old rapper Mac Miller, the suicides of designer Kate Spade, and celebrity chef Anthony Bourdain, rounding out the year's top five biggest Google searches. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
In an attempt to address Chicago's pension crisis, Mayor Rahm Emanuel wants to legalize recreational marijuana and open a casino. The pension funds do have over $27 billion in unfunded liabilities. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said earlier this week that he will bring a bipartisan criminal justice bill up for a vote, making a significant win for the bill's supporters, including President Trump. The president's senior advisor and son-in-law, Jared Kushner, tells Fox News why this bill needs to be passed.
So this bill will accomplish a lot to make our community safer. The recidivism rate that we have is way too high, and not doing anything about that is irresponsible, and we're allowing people to go back to our communities who we can help. And there's a lot of programs based in red states that we've really modeled this off of, so we know that this works, and we've been able to build a very strong bipartisan coalition under the president's leadership to come up with a bill that we think can really solve a lot of those problems. And what it is going into the prisons and giving job training, vocational training, mentorship, mental health treatment, drug addiction treatment to people who are coming out who are nonviolent offenders, and figuring out how when they leave prison they have a better chance of getting a job and reentering society in a productive manner than going back to a life of crime. These reforms are based on what's worked, and it'll make a big difference. And so the president's built an amazing bipartisan coalition of Democrats and Republicans, and we're very close right now, and hopefully this will get to the floor and we'll be able to have a big bipartisan celebration before Christmas.
Please remember, you can always check us out online at usaradio.com or on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News,